There's an inner demon inside of you, and it's time to unlock it for the war that's going to happen, or you'll be chewed up and swallowed alive. I want you guys to understand that it has something to do with the church understanding that there's demons involved in this. This is, we can say a spiritual battle, but I don't even want to take it that route. It's more so I'm trying to help you not get chewed up and spit out over and over and over again on this hell on earth. And that's what this is. This church, you see the symbol beside me, they understand that these demons, there's a pact with these demons, all right? These demons are going to keep feasting on your soul. When you die, they're going to feast on that, send you back down to refuel again, right? The only reason why we're on this earth is to conduct energy, is to take in energy, get as much as we can, and then boom, right? It's a spiritual thing, but at the same time, they're really sucking the shit out of you, all right? Now, the pact is the fact that the people up top, it doesn't happen to them. All right. It only happens to the people at the bottom that aren't even aware that it's happening. Low vibrations. There's so much low vibration that it is easy to feast upon. Too much high vibration also comes with knowledge and awareness in which you can fight against those demons because you yourself have a demon inside of you. And when you reconcile that inner demon inside of you, you're able to fight back. Not only are you able to fight back, you're able to go to the next step. You won't actually have to. You might be able to walk amongst those demons, become the demon king himself. And you know what? That sounds so anime-like, but like that's the thing about it. You yourself are the dead king. When we even talk about Kemet Egyptian spirituality, when you die, you become the dead king. When you die, you become the demon king. You're supposed to go to that other plane and take control of all of that. You understand that, right? That's as simple what it is, but the church doesn't want you to let you know that. You'll become a fuel source if you do not know that. You already are a fuel source, right? You can raise your energy, your vibrations, and overload it. You understand that? But it all comes with reconciling the demon inside of you. It all comes with the meditation, right? I think this actually goes past the third eye. We're not even talking about the third eye here. It all becomes to an understanding, all right? Now, we can talk about the pineal gland, but we're not trying to manifest anything here, honestly. You know, this might even boil down to pretty much just chakras. When you understand self-awareness and inside of yourself, you have that alter ego. We live in a world full of demons. Seriously, let's even think about this. I was talking to someone who's a child of Lilith, all right? Lilith and Adam, all right? Then God kicks her out or whatever. She leaves and because all she wanted was equality. And it's just like, well, I'm going to kill all your demon babies, right? But what if we're all these demon babies? That's the thing. Right? People don't even think about that. When we get into psychological terms and psychological, like psychology, we have alter egos. Our alter egos can be good. Like we have spirits, like wine and spirits, and like how liquor and wine and spirits kind of